Nu vil vi oppe i Helsingør, og det er vist sig, at vores 90-årsdag falder på, falder i dag i Danmark, hedder efterårsferie. Så ja, mange folk bliver mange andre steder der, så vi har måttet nøjes med nogle af mit par videohilsner. Men dem er vi også glade for, og tak til jul for den. Og så skal jeg lige nævne, nemlig, at vi jo vi er dansk sektion, som det så sådan hedder, dansk sektion af War Resisters International, altså krigsmodstandernes internationale. Og vi har en interesse, der er 100 foreninger fordelt over hele kloden, der arbejder for pacifisme. Og der har vi en formand, der hedder Christine.
Dear friends from AMK, War Resisters International sends its greetings and congratulations for your 90th birthday. We regret that none of us can be with us in person, but please accept our congratulations this way. You said that you are reluctant to celebrate because you would be much rather not be needed anymore. I think that's a feeling that you share with most pacifists and anti-militarists all over the world. We all would rather do other things than protest, war and violence. But unfortunately, the belief in the power of violence is still very strong. Governments either send weapons so that others can do the fighting, killing and dying, or if that's not enough, they send the military. Then that they do so today as they did 90 years ago. And not even the threat of a third world war has been abolished, a war that few of humankind would survive. Most countries that own nuclear weapons are still refusing to demolish them. But the last 90 years have also shown again and again that people, normal people, can change the world, and they can do so with nonviolent means. Nonviolent resistance, so peace researchers tell us, has been twice as effective as violent movements pursuing the same goals. And nonviolent methods and approaches of dealing with conflict have been expanded and are much more used today as in earlier times, and also much more news as we know about, because well, mass media, it's usually not worth reporting if a conflict has been de-escalated or been prevented. Around the world, civil society organizations are dealing with conflict using non-violent means of conflict transformation, of protection, and of reconciliation. So non-violent anti-militarists are needed today as they were needed in 1926. We in Resistance International are proud to have you as an affiliate who has been walking with us almost from the beginning. Resistance International has, as you may know, only been founded 5 years earlier in 1921. We wish you a good celebration and much success in your work.
Ja, tak til Christine Schweitzer.